Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new second episode of my weekly podcast. This is Molly McCord, and I'm adding in a second show for you, for us, for everyone, to support us as we move through these big energies of July, August, and September of 2018. It is my joy to do this podcast, and it is something that really feels right for, I was going to say for me, but not for me, for us. Like, there's something in the collective right now that we need each other, and we need to know that we're feeling the same energies, we're aware of the same shifts, we're in this together. And that's what this is about, because really we all rise together. We all do this together, but we all do it individually as well. And so the intention of this show has always been to help you with your own personal conscious soul growth while also contributing that energy back out into the collective. So I'll be doing an episode every Monday in addition to the regular episode on Wednesday. Now, the Monday episode is going to be focused more on healing themes and intuitive messages. I will be pulling in astrology, and I'll be sharing with you the visuals I get, the messages, anything that comes through. I can't plan it. I don't plan it because it isn't, you know, I'm just the messenger. I'm just that conduit who wants to give you perhaps exactly what you need to hear. So here we are into July, and frankly, I felt a big energy shift on July 1st. My family felt it. My son actually got a fever and got sick, but it quickly passed. I felt it in my solar plexus. I felt it in my dreams. I don't know if you can relate to this, but before these big energy shifts, it can be hard to sleep at night. That's because our auric bodies are doing work, are feeling energies. Our auric selves do not sleep because they do not need to rest. Our human physical selves need to rest because the density of our bodies, of this world, of everything we do in a day, you know, we need our downtime. That's just part of the energy cycle. But our auric bodies are always alive and out there. And so we can feel these energy shifts in ways that we can't quite put into words, or you can't quite conceptualize it. But something felt up in July 1st because this is a big month. And it's a month with two eclipses. The third eclipse is in August. If you're interested in learning more about each eclipse, I have videos on YouTube with these eclipses. There's the July 12th solar eclipse, and I just posted a brand new video on the July 27th total lunar eclipse, which will be covering most of the continent of Africa and most of the Middle East, as well as a majority of India. So it is quite a big energy that's going to be felt amongst millions of people on the planet. And I just did a chart reading of that I posted on Saturday. I posted June 30th on YouTube. So please check out my YouTube channel, which is called Conscious Cool Chic Molly McCord. That's because, by the way, I have another YouTube video called Molly McCord, and that one is for business development. If you are a healer, an author, a spiritual messenger, I give you information on that YouTube channel. And that is something that has been kind of just sitting there. I haven't had the time for it, but that's why I actually have two YouTube channels. So Molly McCord will get you either of my channels there on YouTube. I also have just uploaded a few more videos in the Twin Flames Healing Journey teaching series. I uploaded three more videos that talk about the soul shock, that talk about the divine masculine's connection to the karmic partner, and that talk about more of the pain that the divine feminine goes through when she asks, why was I not chosen? So I hope those videos and those topics really support your energy and anything you might be feeling if you identify as a twin flame. So this week we actually have a really beautiful energy right now. And we're approaching a big month ahead. as I said, with the two solar eclipses, we're going to have the Sun opposing Pluto. We have then the Sun will be squaring Uranus. Everywhere I look at in this month's astrology, it's like change, shift, big movement, things really speeding up even, which is interesting because of the Mars retrograde, which tends to slow things down. So I think that's part of why this energy doesn't feel clear at times, because we have these different cycles going that don't all sync up. But I feel it overall as there's something we're doing at such a deep soul level, but we feel it, and again, you can't find the words, or you can't completely conceptualize it, but you know it's happening. You know you're shifting. And you know that there's things that have ended for you. And this month of July, is going to show you that. It's going to show you, truthfully, how much you've grown in one lifetime, and that it's actually a celebration because you didn't have to die to start a new life. Do you know what I mean? When we had slower, denser energies on this planet, think of medieval times, okay? We went through a lot, and the lifespan was very short. You know, maybe 40 years of age was old, 50 years of age was ancient. Well, nowadays the energy is so fast that we live longer, but we live faster. And so we get to do more in a lifetime. We do more in a decade than ever before. And because we're doing more and we're accelerating with the planet, there's just more changes that happen in our lives. And that's why you can feel like you go through more cycles in your lifetime than ever before. And so one of the things I want to talk about in today's show that's the healing theme right now has to do with relationships. There's big relationship energies through July. Venus is in Leo, where she's strong, and Mars is in Aquarius, where he's strong, and that's been the masculine and feminine energies, wanting to be in different places, basically having perhaps a confrontation or a power struggle, but also needing to honor each other, honor one another. So there could have been the sense of relationship dynamics that were uncomfortable in the past week, especially. And so I've had many clients in the past 2 months with a reoccurring theme in their charts. And whenever this theme comes up in multiple client sessions, I remember it, of course, and I think more people need to hear this. So let me tell you what I've told many people in the past 2 months. And it's a very interesting theme. And it's very simple. And the theme is, this is actually not a relationship lifetime for you. And they go, what? What do you mean? Wait. Because at first you could freak out and think, if it's not a relationship lifetime, am I alone? No, that's not what that means. Yes, you can be married. Yes, you can have a great friends and great people in your life. It doesn't mean you're all alone, a hermit on the mountain in a cabin. It's not that. What I mean is that when you don't have a relationship lifetime, it means that most of your energy is meant to be spent elsewhere. And that could be in your work, in your spiritual growth, in your mission, in your creativity or your artistic development, in your intuitive development, in your self-identity. See, relationships are essential to us, and we need people, and we need people who get us. But some people in their charts have a very strong focus on relationships, where they are learning so much about themselves and other people. And when you go online, especially on social media, it can give the illusion, oh, that we're all supposed to be in a tribe, we're all supposed to be in a group, we're all supposed to have all these friends, we're all supposed to be doing all these great things with all these great people. That's not true for everybody. So when I say this actually is not a relationship lifetime for you, that means your energy is supposed to go somewhere else. So can you free yourself from those expectations that you're supposed to do or be a certain way because it appears that everyone else is. Everyone else is in quotation marks. And this is meant to set you free because you can see that it's okay to not be interested, for example, in maybe the group stuff, or you're not interested in connecting with family, friends, networks, social groups as much. Now, again, humans are social people. We need people. You're not meant to go it alone, but you're meant to be with the quality people, and that could be fewer, and that is perfect. But when it's not a relationship lifetime, that's where you say, oh, that's because I came here to experience something else. And maybe you've had numerous relationship lifetimes and you're like, just give me a break. Like, I would like to be on the planet for once and not have a relationship-themed life. and you can just, like, step back from some of those dynamics. So when you don't have big relationship energies in your chart, you are meant to be directing your energy elsewhere. And this can give people the wrong perception of you, or the misunderstandings, or they think you're a loner, or they think you're ostracizing yourself, or whatever they think. Doesn't matter, really. What matters is that you know who you are, and you know, I am here to do work that benefits the planet. Like, that's what my life is about, and that doesn't mean I have to put energy into all these different relationships. When I was in my teens and 20s, I had so many great girlfriends who had very strong relationship-themed astrology charts. And I found myself really intrigued by that in a way and fascinated by it because they were always about people and who was doing what at work and this about their friends and this about their group of friends and this about, you know, they went to law school and the law school culture and then the grad school culture and all of these different people all the time. Like, everything was about people. And I was a good observer of that because I like people. I love people. But I'm someone who has to be very clear about where my energy goes. And so I was observing people who could be engaged with people. Like, they were so clearly all about relationships in this lifetime that I felt it was fascinating as a case study. Because then you can look at people who do not have that same theme in their life. Often it's unconscious. Often it's even introverts, empaths, light workers. There's a part of you that understands that your work isn't with the people, it's for the planet, or it's for your passion. Right? It's for something else that benefits the people, that gives back to the people, but it's not always about the people. So you're the one who doesn't have to get involved in everybody's stuff. And, I mean, maybe you understand this too, but I find that the more people are involved, the more drama, the more chaos, the more gossip, the more misunderstandings, the more stuff that comes up. It's very 3D at times, very unaware, unconscious. And so I was at that level too. I mean, I'm not above it. I was a participant in some of these dynamics because that was just what I knew at that time when I was younger. And now, you know, as you consciously grow and you evolve and you follow different spiritual teachings or philosophies, you open up to more ways of understanding yourself and you get to know yourself. You also can see where your energy rises and you get excited, and where your energy sinks. And so some of these friends of mine, they went out a lot. You know, I love going to concerts. I love all that. But they went out a lot, and I was just never – that was never my thing, to go out every night or to go out every night on the weekend. It made me so tired. And I felt at times like I really had to defend myself. Like, no, I don't want to leave the house at 10 p.m. on Friday night. I'm tired, and I'm just going to call it a week. You know, let's connect later this weekend. And I felt like I had to defend myself or something, or that, you know, there was something you had to explain. And it's because when you know your energy and you honor it, you really don't have to defend or explain anything, but then you can see where there's a disconnect with the people whose energy is meant to go elsewhere. So that's just one example of how this can show up. But the clients I've spoken with in the past 2 months who do not have relationship themes as a guiding part of their life, something clicked for them. Something clicked where they thought, well, that explains this, this, and this, or that explains some of the family stuff or some of the friends things, or that explains why I felt like a loner, I felt like I didn't have enough friends, quote unquote, I felt like I didn't belong somewhere. And your astrology chart shows you that's perfect, because we need people in all areas of life, and we need people who are investing their energies in the whole mosaic of life, in the whole ways that people benefit and grow on this planet. So, for example, some people work at a higher level of energies, and all their energy goes to that form of service. Some people work with the physical bodies, right? And they dedicate a lot of time to that learning, the development, the craft of working with bodies, healing bodies. And that's where their energy goes. Other people, very much about themselves in this lifetime, meaning understanding who they are intuitively, physically, mentally. So there's so many different ways we can focus on our lives. And if you do not have strong relationship themes in your chart, or the other part of this is that your energy doesn't do well in relationships, meaning you have to work extra hard to get along with people, to be heard, to be understood. You feel like an outsider. You feel maybe it's power struggles. Maybe there's just something else there. And that could also be a sign that relationships require a lot more of your energy, and therefore you only can give to fewer people instead of a lot of people. This is a big thing. This is a big thing to understand. When it's not a relationship lifetime, it's meant to bring you peace about who you are and who you relate to and how you relate. And it's okay to just have a handful of good people in your life. It's okay to have a select few and then a giant acquaintance circle, right? It's okay to not put pressure on yourself that you should have like a list of 10 people who is your tribe. I mean, I'm just trying to paint the picture here that there's so many people on the planet right now who are meant to be, I'm trying to explain, okay, the visual I'm getting is a very tall skyscraper with all these different floors and levels, and everything has a different department. And I know that that's, that's a very clear analogy, but that's kind of what it is. It's like, well, you can be on the fifth floor working at a corner office and just have a few people, and that's it. And you don't have to connect with every floor, and you don't have to work in a big department, and you don't have to be in a very social circle. Like, it's understanding that everything is meant to actually be spread out because it fills in the energy gaps that would otherwise be vacant. So your energy comes through to focus on particular areas, expertise, passions, interests for a reason. For a reason. And then you're not meant to carry anything else. Like, you're not meant to try to be more than that or to overextend yourself. Like, you don't have to be on the fifth floor and the 22nd floor, or you don't have to be on every floor. I feel like this is meant to help you just feel at peace, like that sense of that sense of I don't have to be so hard on myself, because the world opened up for all of us in a huge way with social media. 10 years ago, it was nothing like this. It was just the beginning of Facebook. I was on Friendster, and I think, actually, that was bizarre. I remember it was so bizarre to put a picture of yourself, a profile picture up. I'm like, what is that? I don't even know what I have. Like, you didn't take pictures of yourself, or I didn't, 10 years ago, and then put it on the internet? That's crazy. Well, now we all do it, and now it's the norm, and now we meet all these people. And now we meet more people like us, which is fantastic. And you know you're not alone with your spiritual interests and your passions and what you want to learn about. I mean, it all opened up. But then you can get the – it's like we all then go back into maybe even junior high where you think, well, I should be more popular. I should know more people. I should be more popular and have more friends. And it can put you in this spin of pressure or shoulds or something unconscious within you that makes you think you should be something that you're not. So I'm hoping to backtrack on that. I'm hoping to unwind any of those messages in your head, because social media, the internet, websites, technology are brilliant, and they provide so many great things to us. I would say the good outweighs the bad. However, it doesn't change who you came in to be. It's only meant to support your mission, your work, and your energy. So, for example, if in this lifetime you are really here to help people with healing their physical bodies, then now with the websites, social media, like Facebook groups, you can find other people like you who are doing the same thing. You can connect or learn, mentor, what have you. There's more people to support who you are. And that's really what, like, I'm getting this so clearly from my guides, that that's really what it's actually about, is that the social media is only meant to enhance you to the extent that fits for you, and to understand that it's okay if you're not connecting the way you think you should, quote unquote, with as many people. Because your energy doesn't go there. You've tried maybe to have your energy go there, and you lose interest. You don't have time. Okay, all very clear messages here that it isn't right for you. So as you listen to me talk, you'll feel it within yourself. Oh my gosh, you're right, Molly, this is not a relationship lifetime for me. Which means you have, like I said, you have your good friend or your wife or your husband or a partner, someone, you know, people that you connect with, but you're not about connecting with the world, you're not about being pulled into groups or tribes or any of that, because it doesn't fit your energy. Doesn't. So I thought it was quite fascinating that more and more people that I met with in the past few months had the same theme come up. Because it was time to break free of where your energy, the energy was leaking. I saw it as an energy leak. Like think of a leaky faucet. And you think, oh, it's just a little drip, a little drop. But within a 24-hour period, it fills up many buckets. So there were energy leaks around certain expectations of relationships. And in an astrology chart, there's many different ways this can show up. There isn't one formula I can give you. There's not one thing to look for. In any chart, in any astrology chart, you look for reoccurring themes that show up. For example, when someone's an athlete, you can usually see it in a few places. You see it in their first house, in their sixth house, in their Mars, and some other places. But that's the gist of the athletic tendency. If someone's an artist, if they're very creative, you can see that in the fifth house, in the 12th house. through Leo, through Pisces, through fire signs, through, I mean, there's all different ways people can be creative. It's through Taurus, it's through the midheaven. There's many places. So you look for reoccurring themes. So when I say to someone, this actually is not a relationship lifetime for you, it's not just one thing. It's many places in their chart where relationships are either a struggle or there's no energy for them. Maybe they're really independent, really self-sufficient. It's someone who is here to do a lot, perhaps professionally. It could be, too, that they're meant to be experiencing themselves as an independent person at a certain phase in their life. For example, I've talked with some moms who have, you know, two or three grown kids who are now in college, and their spouses are either, they either passed away or they got divorced, and now they're on their own, and they're so happy. They're like, Molly, I feel so free because I don't have all these people around me. Of course, they love their kids, but it's different. And it's like, well, yeah, because you were really, all your energy went to people, but you have so much independence that was untapped. I mean, you just need to get on a boat and just go see the world, like go have adventures, like go out and be in the world. That was one woman's clear messages. Like, okay, just sell your house, pack a bag, and you're gone. It was just so, it came up so much for her. So, again, this theme is meant to help you understand that it's okay to be different, to feel like your energy doesn't go to people, your energy doesn't go to others. That does not make you antisocial or, you know, lesser of a human. It just means that you as a soul came in with different intentions in this lifetime, different energy experiences, and to own that, to embrace that, and to not hold yourself to something that everyone else is doing to be popular or everyone else is doing and it looks like they have so many people in their lives. You know, I can actually tell you from people that I know who are in a lot of groups that those groups haven't satisfied them as much as they thought they would. So we have to not buy into appearances, right? You have to trust what's right for you. Trust where your energy rises. If you're really all about your career in this lifetime, do it. Go for it 100%. You know, I've even had conversations with female clients that have been back and forth about becoming a mom. And, you know, that is not something that you really should be back and forth about, because if it's in your heart, you'll know it. And if it's not in your heart, you'll know it. And there's just more choices than ever before on this planet to create the life you want. So remember that, my friends, and remember that your astrology chart shows you that. And to keep that in mind, especially this summer as we move through July, because this is going to bring up these shifts in your life and what you're ready for and what you need to step into and how you need to step forward. And to own it, own it. You know, have that confidence, that strength of, I want this, I'm ready for this, or ready or not, you know, this is happening. It is that kind of a month. So set yourself free. Don't think you have to be someone you're not, because you are here with your own beautiful gift to embrace. And your energy contributes to the collective, to the whole. So the more that you are 100% yourself, the better you are at contributing to humanity's awakening and what we're going through. So I'll be back on Wednesday with the regular weekly show. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back here next Monday for another healing theme. You can find out more about me at ConsciousCoolChic.com. That is one of my websites. My business website to help you with your business is MollyMcCord.online, where you can find a ton of free videos, resources, and tips. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you back here soon. Bye-bye.